You're now tuned into the Pop Drones Show, airing every Wednesday morning from 10 a.m. until 11:30. That one there, a new one from Cloudface, a local electronic musician, just to kind of make it succinct there. New 12-inch on a somewhat local-based label, Mood Hut, though it's mostly distributed out of the U.K., good luck getting your hands on that one. Yours truly can't even seem to track down a copy in the city anyways. But seek it out online maybe. The 12-inch is called Devonian Garden. And once again, that was Cloudface. He is somewhat affiliated with the Mood Hut Collective. Directly connected to. I guess we'll say. And the next couple things that we're going to check out are also heavily associated. Right now we got a 12-inch from the Aquarian Foundation. It's called the Silent Teaching EP. It was released on Going Good. And then we're going to follow that up with the Pender Street Steppers and a little excerpt from their tape. Also on the Mood Hut label, though yes, that is on cassette and I think a bit more available in Vancouver. You can check out Mood Hut on their Tumblr if you just Google Mood Hut and Tumblr. We also have new music from The Field, Factory Floor, Carter and Tootie, The Boats, These Hidden Hands, a new LP on Spectrum Spools by Unicorn Hard-On, new stuff from Pan and Jealous God, the Jealous God label and the Pan label, and a lot more to get through. Mostly on the dark end of things here, electronic-wise, anyways. Though we're going to start things a little light here. Going to keep it light for a little bit before we get into the deep, dark of rain, inflected electronic music of the next 90 minutes. So right now, as promised, this is Aquarian Foundation with Hard Talk from their recent 12-inch called Silent Teaching. You're listening to the Pop Drones Show. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Power FM, bringing you the power from Marpole to Metrotown.
Hottest imports from Vancouver Island, from Harwood to your clueless. Port Hardy, Point Roberts, for the best distribution. Vancouver Island and the Lower Mainland. ifthatsound.com.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about 4 times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, RX Comics, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, Temple of the Modern Girl Boutique, the Wallflower Modern Diner, and Woo Vintage Clothing.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
My name is David Scott. I play wide receiver for the University of British Columbia football team, and I'm here to discuss the Be More Than a Bystander program. Myself and a few other players were lucky enough to work alongside the BC Lions and EVA, the Ending Violence Association, to support this cause. The main goal of the Be More Than a Bystander initiative is to increase awareness of domestic violence against women. For more information on the cause, please visit endingviolence.org.
Still tuned in to the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from the newest double long player from the field. That's a new LP on Compact. It's called Cupid's Head, and so was the name of the track that we heard there. Pender Street Steppers before that with a little excerpt from side A of their new cassette, Life in Zone, released on pretty much their own label, Mood Hut. The trio of songs that we heard, that all part of the Mood Hut Collective based out of Vancouver. Before that was the Aquarian Foundation with Hard Talk from their 12-inch on Going Good called Silent Teaching, and Cloud Face starting everything off today with 2N from his 12-inch called Devonian Garden. Right now we're going to get into the long-awaited full-length from Factory Floor. This is after about 3 or 4 years of teasing 12 inches and remixes. They have finally cobbled together their long player for the DFA. It is for the DFA label. It is a 2LP set, self-titled, of course. And the track that we're going to hear from Factory Floor is called Here Again. Thank you.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Tune in every Wednesday from 1 to 2 on The Shakespeare Show, with your host Dan Shakespeare, playing rare gems from the 20s to the 70s.
She's your fine looking man, she's something else.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show on CITR 101.9. Last track that we heard there was from These Hidden Hands. Played something from a 12-inch from them a few months back. They have a new double LP. It's self-titled, released on the Hidden 100 record label. And that track there was called Trey Lesire. These Hidden Hands is what we'll be hearing next. The Boats was what we just heard. Cleo Dynamics from their LP, Nomenclature, released on Other Ideas. Carter Tootie before that. Yes, the famed duo born out of Throbbing Gristle from the late 70s, early 80s. Still putting out great music. Cool Icon A from their 10-inch Cool Icon. Maybe it's Cool Icon. Pronounced all together. CTI, their own label, has released that. Factory Floor starting off that set with Here Again from their self-titled double LP on DFA. And now we will hear These Hidden Hands with Trey Lesire from their self-titled double LP on Hidden 100 on the Pop Drones show.
Thank you. Live at Rickshaw presents San Francisco Psychedelic Garage Rockers, the OOCs with Blind Chick and OBM Thirds at the Rickshaw Theater, Wednesday, October 16th. Get your tickets at live@rickshaw.com. Follow at Rickshaw Theater on Twitter for more information.
Still tuned into the Pop Drones show. Last track that we heard there was from Helm, from his recent 12-inch on Pan Records. The track was called Silencer, and so is the 12-inch. Unicorn Hard-On before that, best known to her mother and father as Valerie Martino, who's been making music under that name for about 10 years, starting off in the noise scene, slowly moving on to techno noise. She has a new LP called Weird Universe on Spectrum Spools, and that track there was called Rock Salt. And These Hidden Hands, starting off that set with Trailisire from their self-titled double LP on Hidden Hundred. Right now, we are going to check out a new release on a very new label called Jealous God. It's a collaborative effort between Regis and Silent Servant. Anyone who listens to the show on a regular basis would probably hear those two names pop up quite often, especially when I do the more beat-driven electronic shows. Anyways, new label called Jealous God. This is their second release. And this is James Ruskin with Into a Circle on the Pop Drones show.
We'll be right back. thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
You're listening to the Pop Drones Show. We got 5 minutes left for you. One last track here. Just wrap up what we just played. That was Violet Shaped from his remixes part two. 12-inch released on his own label, Violet Poison. And that remix was done by J.K. Flesh, probably best known as Justin Broderick of Godflesh, Final Yesu, and many other projects. Been around for a long time doing much great work in the industrial music zone. Helm, before that, with Silencer from his 12-inch of the same title, that was released on Pan Records. We have one last track here for you. This is Mika Avenio from his new double LP called Kilo. It's released on Blast First Petite. Mika Avenio, long time running Finnish experimental electronic artist, probably best known for his work with the group Pansonic. He's getting back to his roots in sort of industrial dance music with this new record here. So we'll leave you that with that. This is Mika Avenio with Load on the Pop Drones Show. We'll see you next Wednesday at 10 a.m. Thanks for listening.